I didn't have to go take it to that level.
It was a defense mechanism. Like, look, I am a woman. See, like, it was that sort of thing.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I think I read, and I don't know if there's any truth to this, that the producer, Mona Scott Young, was she upset about it?
I'm pretty sure she was upset about it. I apologized to her, and
okay.
You know, I was wrong.
Everything is good between you and Mona now, since you apologize. And...
Oh, yes, everything, you know, nothing really, I mean, I was wrong. I told her that I was wrong for doing it, and that was that. And we talked about it, and, you know, life moved on.
Okay. Speaking of, you know, the producers behind the show and the scenes in the background, now I have, and I asked, I did interview Mimi last week, and I asked her this, and I'll ask, you know, all the cast, because it, people seem to think, or some viewers, not all of them, seem to think that the show is a bit scripted, or that it's somehow you all are put in certain places and are sort of encouraged to act a certain way. Can you shed any light on, is the show scripted? Is it situational? Can you just speak to that? Because we don't know. We're just watching the show.
Well, everything on the show is real. That's the reality TV and television.
So there's nothing scripted, no...
Everything is center. Everything that you see is what's really going on with it.
Okay.
I mean, you can't... I don't understand.
Right. Well, I know, but you have to... You have to sometimes take a step back and look at, you know, what everyone else sees. And we're not, we don't know. We've never had a camera follow us. You know, we've never, this is all, you know, we're just watching it. So I did want to ask that. How is it, you know, and Mona has, she's caught a lot of heat, as have producers from other reality shows about, you know, putting negativity on TV and showing women of color in a negative light. And what do you have to say to people that say, you know, you all should be ashamed of yourselves, this is a bunch of foolishness on TV, it's not showing anything positive about women? What do you have to say to that?
Well, to me, I don't understand how it's not showing anything positive. We all trying to make it, we all learning. Everything is about a learning experience. The world, we have to learn. We have to make mistakes. Mona, she didn't do anything wrong. She's just giving us a chance to do what we want to do. It's an opportunity to me. And those people that talk, to me, they just wish they would be my shoes. Because I don't think that it's you know, talking bad about black women or what are we doing so wrong? It's life. Things that happen every day. I don't understand what's so wrong about us being able to show it and others just watching it. Like, what's the problem? Everybody has gone through something of that extent. Everything that's going on in Love and Hip Hop, everybody could take something out of that. Oh my gosh, that happened to me. Oh gosh, that happened to me. So they talking, but why? It's real life.
Okay. What do you want your fans to know about you? What do you want them to take away from the show about Jocelyn?
Well, you know, give me a chance. It's only the second episode. You have to see some. You have to see more, so you can really understand what's going on in my life. And I'm just working hard. I'm at the studio. I'm making my music. I love everything that I'm doing, and I'm here to stay. And I'm not going anywhere. You know.
Okay. Last question.
And I love those who love me.
Okay. You love those who love you. Okay. Last question. What do you want your legacy to be outside of this show? What do you want at the end of the day your legacy to be for Jocelyn Hernandez?
Well, outside of the show, I'm still working. I'm still going to have a career after Love & Hip Hop. It's just not all about Love & Hip Hop. I'm an artist, you know. I love to entertain, and I'm going to be entertaining forever. It's not just about Love & Hip Hop.
Okay. Is there anything that we didn't discuss that you want to clarify? Set the record straight or anything you want to share?
No, I just want people to just stay tuned and just give me a chance to show my story instead of judging me so fast. That's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure. I appreciate you talking with me.
Thank you, baby.
Okay, have a good one. I hope you talk to you.